But it's become a tradition that every year, the first guest of the Normathon is my friend of, I have no idea how many years, Ashrita Furman. Ashrita is now 71 years old. He's had an incredible life. He's seen the world, or almost all of it. He has set more than 600 Guinness World Book of Records. He still holds more than 200 of them. He's set records on every continent on the earth. As a teenager, he became a devout follower of his spiritual leader, Sri Chinmoy, and changed his name from Keith Furman to Ashrita. Ashrita meaning protected by God. And given some of the things he's tried and done, he has been protected by God. Guinness World Book of Records for hopscotch, clopping, space hopping, milk bottle balancing, fireman's lift, underwater pogoing, somersaulting, glass balancing, sack rating, joggling, samurai sword slicing, egg balancing, hula hooping, land rowing, and grape catching in your mouth. Good morning, buddy. I hope you're well. Good morning, Norman.
Good to hear you.
And you too, Ashrita. How's life?
Everything's good. Yeah. I'm still active, still training. I haven't broken a record in a little while, but I pulled out my pogo stick. I'm starting to look at some of my old records I could, get back. And, everything's good.
Ashrita, in this nation of 330, 340, 350 billion people, how many people over 70 have pulled out their pogo stick?
I don't know, but this research is saying that jumping is really, really healthy for you, and I love jumping. So a lot of the records I had and still have involved jumping. It's fun and it's good exercise.
Well, Mary has one of those things you get on and jump like a trampoline. I better start trying that.
No, trampoline jumping is supposed to be really good for you. Yeah, it kind of gets everything moving, your circulation, your lymphatic system, and it's fun.
Ashrita, what's the record you wish you had held but don't?
Wow, that's a good question. I can say probably there is a record for the longest continuous juggling. I had a record. It was over 6 hours. It's juggling three balls without dropping. So it's intense concentration. And then it got broken by someone, and I think it's up to 11 or 12 hours. And I just never got around to getting that back. But that would be something that, it's not over, Norm. There's still time.
In your travels all over the world, literally all over the world, have you ever felt in danger?
Yeah, definitely. I did some crazy things. I mean, I have to say, probably the most dangerous was when I was juggling underwater in Malaysia in an aquarium with sharks. And, I had to convince the guy in charge. It was in Malaysia, but the guy was Australian. And I had to convince him, that I'd be willing to do it. And he was game. It was amazing. He said, all right, look, I'll have some divers down there with you. It was underwater. You have to use scuba. And you use three balls, with lead in them. And it's the longest continuous time juggling, those three balls without dropping. And I just thought, okay, that would be a great challenge to do it with sharks, in the water. So he said, look, I'll send some divers down there, but the only thing I can guarantee is that we'll get you out alive. And that's about it.
That's comforting.
Yeah, and I was nervous going in. But anyway, it turned out the weird thing is I got close to the record, and a big shark came by, and he was headed right at me. I just kept going, and he literally bumped into me and knocked the balls out of my hands. So that was pretty dangerous, and probably the other one was when I did the skipping record, you know, where you skip like kids. You know, so I did a skipping record for 5 kilometers, and at the end, I finished up holding a tiger, you know, on a leash, and that was a pretty weird. That was a little scary.
Well, let me ask about another one.
Yeah,
Paul Revere's route is what, 12, 13 miles? He rode to alert the colonists.
Yeah, 12 and a quarter miles. Yeah.
Now you somersaulted that entire route.
Right.
How many times did you stop to throw up?
Yeah, you know, I lost count. I mean, because you do get nauseous, and the rules has to be continuous. So I did more than 8,000 rolls, but over 10 hours. But you're allowed to stop to throw up. That's about it.
That's nice of the committee to allow that, Ashley.
Yeah, I know.
Somersaulting and throwing up at the same time isn't that ain't very pretty. How do you access the ability to shut down pain?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the way I did it, I mean, everybody has their own way, but the way I did it was to just disassociate, you know, to feel that it's not you that's in pain. And, you know, also, I guess, you know, because I would train, you know, literally every day, I knew at what point, I was injuring my body or just, it was just painful and I was not getting injured. So, I mean, I knew where to draw the line. But, and I did train for this stuff. I didn't just, you know, most of the time, I didn't just go out and try to do it. But the way I did it, like, in fact, with that, the one where I somersaulted Paul Revere's ride, when it got really, really tough, and then towards the end, and everything was cramping up, my stomach was cramping up on every roll, I started chanting, I am not the body, I am the soul, just like spontaneously. And that's basically how I did it. It's through the meditation, you know, that I was able to do that, you know, just feel that, okay, this human part of me, that's not the real part of me, it's my soul. And as long as I'm not seriously injuring myself, I can keep going because that pain is not really affecting the deepest part of me.
Well, let me tell you, I would have started chanting that on the second somersault.
Okay.
Is there one you tried but never did accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, you know, I have to say I'm really lucky that, here's the thing. I would always try to find something that I enjoyed doing that was fun or really challenging. And then once I put my mind to it, you know, I just figured, look, we're all human beings. So if another person broke a record, why can't I? And, you know, I just had that attitude. So, there's ones where I failed, big time. And then I went back and did it, you know. One of them was, again, this was called joggling, you know, which is juggling and running at the same time. And there was a record for a marathon, and I did it locally here in New York, and it was a half-page article about, you know, my attempt and, you know, man goes for the jugular, and, you know, it was really hot that day. And around 20 miles, I knew, okay, I'm not going to break the record.
Wait a minute. You ran a marathon, 26.2 miles, or jogged a marathon, and at the same time you juggled all the way?
Yeah. I mean, it's a thing. I didn't invent it. I've invented some records in my day, but I didn't invent this. And I knew actually also that once a real good marathoner tried it, you know, he would be able to, you know, break it. But at the time, it was around 3 hours. No, it was around 3.5 hours for a marathon. And I trained, and I couldn't break the time. It was so I had to stop around 20 miles. But I was determined to do it, so I continued training for another few months. And I picked a marathon in Idaho. I think it was called the Salmon River Marathon. And it was up. It was at altitude, and so it was cooler. You know, it was during the summer, and I went out there, and it was a lot of pressure because, again, you know, the media was there, and they knew, you know, that I was trying to break the record. And it was good. It was all good. You're actually allowed to drop the balls, but then you have to chase after them and pick them up and go back to where you dropped them. Anyway, I was doing really good until like the last, I think that around the last 8 miles. I got a bug in my eye, and I couldn't stop to get the bug out. So basically I was joggling, you know, with one eye for the last 8 miles, but I managed to break the record.
Good grief. Is there anybody else like you right now on planet Earth?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are guys. I mean, who are, you know, there's one guy in particular, David Rush, you know, who sort of does it full time, you know, and I don't have the record for the most records anymore, but that's okay. You know, I really did it for the challenge and for the fun, and you know, and I'm happy, you know, I'm happy. It's you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's time to let other guys have their shot.
And Shrita, one of these days we're going to meet for a second time.
Oh, for sure, for sure. For sure.
Now, you be sure, just like the first time,
right,
that you come down the street on the pogo stick to me.
Right.
Okay.
I'll do it, Norman. I'll do it. And yeah, I really appreciate what you're doing. The Normathon is it's so fantastic. It's so, you know, I'm really, really proud of you for doing it, and I'm grateful to be part of it.
God bless you, my friend. Be
all right,
very
Norman.
Well.
Okay, and you too.
God willing, we talk again next year.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Norm. Continue. Okay. Bye. Thank you.
As I said, he was and is a student of Sri Chinmoy. I love this quote by the person that he became a devout follower of. Sri Chinmoy's statement is, "How can your life be satisfied with small realities when your heart has big dreams?" Ashrita's heart has always had big dreams.